smile every day. Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. I was church yesterday. My, what a wonderful start to March we had here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a beautiful day weather-wise, but a beautiful day inside the church house. And what a wonderful, wonderful spirit and decisions made for Christ, and just a great spirit throughout the day. What a great day with the people of God. God met with us, and I hope he met with you where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and most importantly, that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed to go and begin another week, and really a first full week of March. And we're marching on towards spring, and boy, sure had some spring-like weather, and I'm hopeful. February went out like a, or March, was it March come in like a lion, it'll go out like a lamb, and that's kind of how it worked on the last Wednesday morning and Thursday morning, and that was kind of rough weather, but now we're going to go out like a lamb in March, and I hope that's true. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3 is a great chapter. The Bible begins here by saying Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with him into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And Peter saw it. And he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go." We'll stop there for now for our reading. And, of course, Peter and John have gone up to the temple to pray, and they went up together to pray, and that's an amazing thing in itself, is it not? They were sort of rivals, I guess, if you could say. Remember when the Lord told Peter while he would die? Peter's first question was, "What about John? What's going to happen to him?" And so all that's put aside. Why? It's the hour of prayer, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And as they're going up to pray together, they meet a lame man. He's laid at the gate. He's asking alms. He's asking money for the poor. He's begging. And of course, Peter answered him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such I have give I thee." And he takes him by the right hand, and he lifts him up. And immediately the man stood up. He leaped up, walking. The Bible says he went into the temple walking, leaping, and praising God. And verses 9 and 10 tells us they all saw it. They all knew who that man was, and they were filled with wonder and amazement. They couldn't believe what had happened to this lame man. And can I say why did God include this in the scripture? I believe it's a picture for us. I believe it's a wonderful picture of a sinner coming to Christ, of a lost one coming to the Savior. So what do you mean, preacher? Well, first of all, notice he had to realize his condition. The lame man, this man was lame from his mother's womb, the Bible says. Did you know we're born sinners? Nobody has to teach us how to sin. We are born with a sin nature. We go astray from the womb, the Bible says, speaking lies. And that's true. You never have to teach a child to say, "Mine, mine." You never have to teach them to be selfish. You see, We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God because we're born with a sin nature. That's why you education won't take it out of people. You'll just have educated sinners. You should understand that the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart, and the heart has to be changed. And so, as a sinner, I'm unable to do good. As a sinner, I'm unable to do right. As a sinner, I am unable to please God. I come short of the glory of God. He had to realize his condition. He's lame. He knew it. Second, he had to listen to the soul winner. Look on us, Peter said. And the Bible says he gave heed unto them. If you don't listen, if you don't hear, then you cannot be saved. He was just checking to see, are you willing to be different? Do you want to be different? Sadly, some people don't want to be saved. Why? They're happy in their sinful condition. They're satisfied in their sinful condition. Listen, if you realize that I'm not satisfied in my sinful condition, I don't like having sin having dominion over me, I'm tired of the load of this sin, then listen to someone who can help you change it. And here's what he did. He received the Word of God. He received the Word of God. He says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took his right hand, he lifted him up. You see, it's one thing to hear the message. It's another thing to receive the message. The Bible says we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And so you receive the message. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You have to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Receive the gift of God, which is eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, this man did. He obeyed the word. He did what the Bible said. And look what happened. An immediate change. Verse 7, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. The change came inside first, but he knew something was different. No one's saved by a feeling. But I believe when you're genuinely saved, you'll feel it, brother. The Spirit of God comes in. He takes up residence in your body. Christ dwells in your heart by faith. Your body's now the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And he knew that a change had taken place in him. I was only a young boy when I asked Jesus Christ to be my Savior. But on that Sunday night in the fall of 1965, I knew God had done something in my heart. And I knew a change had taken place. And then notice, not only did he know the change took place, but he had a desire to change. Verse 8, he entered it with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. Now it's outward. Now he wants to go into the temple with them. He was walking, leaping, and what was he doing? Praising God. Praising God. Now he has a choice. I can stay there. I could still stay at the gate. I could go home to the people who put me there and talk to my family. Or I could go with Peter and John. Well, he desired to be with Peter and John. Did you know once you're saved, you have a different desire of the crowd you want to be around? You don't want to be around the old crowd anymore. You don't want to be around the crowd that curses and swears and drinks and smokes and does things that you know you shouldn't do as a believer. The desire to be with God's people. The desire is to praise God. The desire is not to be ashamed of your Savior. And so he had a desire to change. And then notice others saw his testimony. And they, verse 9, and they knew. Well, verse 9 says, all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat at for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were amazed. They knew who it was. They were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened unto him. Wow. Greatly wondering, verse 11 says, your family and your friends ever wonder about you since you've been saved? They wonder what's happened to you? They can't believe it's the same person? That's okay. It reminds me of the fellow in John 9 who was a blind man that got saved. And they said, isn't that the blind fella? And some said, no, it just looks like him. It can't be him. No, it is him. And he's completely changed. That's what salvation does. Other people will see the change in your life. And so it's a great testimony. And they'll see your testimony for Jesus. And then notice, he gives glory to the Savior. Peter said, Why are you marveling at this? Verse 12. Why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk? He said, no. It was the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. He has glorified his son, Jesus. He said, yeah, we didn't do this. Jesus did this. It's not our power. It's not our holiness. It's Jesus Christ who did this. Hallelujah. What a Savior who can take a poor lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay, and set him free. I will ever tell the story, shouting, glory, 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 hallelujah. Jesus ransomed me. Oh, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. Give glory to the Savior. All glory goes to him. Listen, what a beautiful picture of salvation. He realized his condition. You can never be saved till you realize you're lost. And he realized he needed a change. He listened to the soul winner. He listened to the one witnessing to him. He received the word of God. And that's how you're born again, by receiving the word of God. The incorruptible seed that can give you eternal life. He noticed an immediate change. It was inside at first. Oh, you'll have the peace with God in your heart, and you'll know that something's taken place. The sin has been forgiven. And then he had a desire to change who he hung around, change where he went, change the company he'd keep. He had a desire to change, and your desires will change. And then others saw that testimony, and they rejoiced, and they were amazed. And he and Peter and John gave all the glory to the Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, he thought he needed money, but what he needed was Jesus. Point people to him. Will you point people to him this week? Will you take this Monday and say, you know what, this week I'm going to point people to Jesus. He's the answer. He can help them. He can heal them. The lame man in his conversion, Acts chapter 3. Boy, I enjoy that story. I enjoy that God put that in the scripture for us. What a wonderful picture of salvation. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Monday. I do want to remind you that these broadcasts are also podcasts on iTunes and iHeartRadio, and we sure would appreciate if you go to those venues and you would subscribe to the podcast. That'd be a blessing. And also remind you that you can go to our webpage, bbcgrovecity.org, and then the radio broadcasts are there as well under Words to Encourage. We have a daily encouragement email we send out, and we're happy to send that to your inbox, and there's a place to sign up for that on the website. And you can donate through the website. I think that's set up to go through PayPal, but we also have Zelle now, and if you are used to paying bills or paying people through Zelle, you can also donate that way as well to the radio broadcast. And we sure appreciate those of you who pray for us, and we certainly enjoy praying for you. And from time to time, we appreciate the phone calls. And Gary up there in Sunbury, we appreciate hearing from you from time to time, and you're a blessing to us. And thanks for listening and praying for Words to Encourage Radio. And if we can be a blessing to you in any way, please let us know. And we'd be happy to rejoice with you in the blessings and to pray with you for the needs that you have. All right. Have a great Monday, will you? And then let's get back together tomorrow for the broadcast. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with us.
sunny smile.